Well, good evening, everyone. This is the Sparks Team Anvil training call for Monday, September 2nd, 2013. Happy Labor Day to everyone. I appreciate everybody getting on the call and hope everybody had a wonderful weekend and was able to accomplish everything they wanted to accomplish for the weekend. Tonight, we're going to talk about getting over that hump in your AMSOIL business and how that will make things easier and better in the long run. But first off, I just want to bring some things up. Are you looking for an edge in your business when talking to new potential AMSOIL dealers? You're looking for that one thing that might just help them get going with you. If you're on the Sparks team, you know, why not use this dealer training site, our weekly training calls, as a tool to help someone decide to come work with you in your AMSOIL business. Any new dealers that you sponsor have exclusive access to our training, our online training, the documents, and the actual entire team. A lot of dealers on the team, they might not be personally sponsored by each other or anything, but they've connected and help each other out. We post on Facebook or we talk back and forth, and of course we get on these training calls, and you can call in and listen anytime. So that's a unique selling point, and there are very few dealers in the entire AMSOIL company doing much training, if any at all. And I know for a fact that you're listening in tonight. This is the only weekly training call that anyone in AMSOIL is doing on a regular basis. David and Carol Bell are inspiration for doing trainings. You know, they've had their monthly training call for going on 13 years now, and I've called into every one of those. But I really honestly feel that doing a weekly training call, getting people motivated, hearing what other dealers are doing on a regular basis is great things for anyone getting started in the AMSOIL business and veterans alike. So listening in on the training calls and using the dealer training site as your own personal tool, say, hey, look, join our team. We're growing. We have a weekly training call and so forth. And actually, about a week or so ago, I went on a little. I went to a little event where I actually got to have my picture taken with Ron Paul. This was a presidential candidate in 2008 on the Republican ticket. If anybody follows politics at all, but I had a chance to go to this event. And I was actually invited to this event by someone else in a network marketing business, and we had. He invited me, and I said, "Well, heck, why not? Let's go do this." And I went to this little event. And spent the night in the hotel, and we had some conversation about how our business works, how his business works, and so forth. And I was talking about weekly training calls, and he just thought it was odd that there's really no one in AMSOIL doing a weekly training call. This is pretty much standard in any network marketing company. Probably all 2,000 of them, somebody's doing something on a weekly basis. So, I didn't come up with this on my own. This weekly thing is something I learned by getting exposed to people that have a desire to learn, have a desire to help others get more out of their business. And I just think it's something positive for you and your business to help you get to the next level. And that's why we do this on a weekly basis. And this is your chance, you know, to present something unique and special for your current distributors as well as your new prospects. So use the dealer training calls as your tool bag. Say, hey, look, we do this weekly training call, and you can call into it. It's free, and we have a dealer training site, and use that as well. Going on to our call today is understanding how to get over that hump in your business. And when you really think about it, there are several humps that you get over, and I don't think the humps ever go away. You just get over the next hump and over the next hump and over the next hump. But getting over some initial humps in your AMSOIL business is going to provide some long-term stability, long-term profits in your business. when you first get started in your AMSL business, and you look at the initial commissions, and it can be daunting. You know, your first check might be small, $20, and you feel like you've worked very hard and you sold some products and you got a few customers or whatever, and it just didn't seem like, man, I did a lot of work and I didn't get much for that. Well, in the beginning, the way our compensation is structured, you know, new dealers can earn between 2 and 5% on commissions, you know, commission credits, if you want to look at that, how that works. 2% at the very minimum, 5%, or even 8% at the 500 level, it's not a huge amount. Well, how can anybody be successful in this little payout? What you have to understand, though, is as your business grows, that percentage, you have to look at the percentage, it grows in lockstep with the amount of volume of products. So the same quart of oil that somebody brand new starting out earning 2%, let's just say the quart of oil is $10 a quart, you're making 2% on that. That doesn't sound very good. The oil is $10 a quart and you're at the direct jobber level, which is where you should be shooting for, you're making 23%. So that same exact quart of oil has a varying amount of profit built into it. When you're first starting out, you're building the volume and getting new customers. You have to look where you're going, not where you're at, type of thing. So that's just something there to think about. And understanding how that compensation works over time, you can earn more on that same initial effort. Have you ever tried to boil water? And this works in all types of things. And just looking at boiling water, put a pan on the stove, fill it up with water, and you turn it on. You have to turn it on like the highest amount, max heat. And if you put a lid on, it takes a little bit less time, but it still seems like, you know, they say you shouldn't watch a pot because it takes forever to boil. Well, it does. It seems like it takes forever to boil. But then once it starts boiling, if you left it on there, it'd be jumping out of the pot. So you could actually turn that thing down to like half or even below half, and it will still continue to boil even though you're not giving maximum effort. Think about that in your AMSL business. When you're first getting started, you give that maximum effort. Maximum effort, it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of time. It seems like it takes forever until you get up to a certain point, whatever your goal happens to be. And then once you get up to that point, it doesn't take that much to maintain that level. You get up to the 1,000 commission credits a month. Once you build up to that, it doesn't take hard to maintain that. Once you get up to 3,000 commission credits, it doesn't take much to maintain that. Now, to get to that next level, it's like boiling water. It's like getting a bigger pot. It's like, you know, trying to, you know, boil. You got a little small pot, then you put a giant stock pan in there, and you fill that up with, you know, 5 gallons of water. Of course, it's going to take a lot longer to boil. It's going to be a lot more initial effort to get that thing going. But once you get up to that next level in your AMSL business, you could just kind of skate along, and it's not going to be that much more effort. Think about your automobile, and we're all in the lubricant business or whatever, and we're trying to make cars get better gas mileage. So when you first, you're at a stoplight in your automobile, it takes a lot of energy to get that car moving. Go put your car in neutral and you're, you know, on a flat surface and try to push it yourself. It's pretty hard. A lot of people can't even push. You couldn't push your own car depending on the size of the car, but maybe two or three people might be able to get it rolling on a flat surface. But once it gets rolling, it's not that difficult to keep it rolling as long as it's on a flat surface. You start to push it uphill or the wind blows or, you know, you got, you know, things in the way that's different. But, you know, to get something moving, it takes a lot of initial effort. And I've read somewhere that it takes something like 25 horsepower to keep a car moving at 55 miles an hour. But to get it to 55 miles per hour, it takes a lot more energy. It takes, 120 horsepower or whatever, you know, type of car and how big it is. And you think about a train. Let's think about a train moving down the track. You got a locomotive and they've got, you know, 300 cars behind it. The main energy that it takes that thing going is to get those 300 cars moving. Once it's moving, it doesn't take as much. So getting over the hump you know, get yourself some cash commissions coming into your AMSOIL business. That should be your first way to get to think about getting started. And this is with the commercial and retail on the shelf program, kind of what we teach on the Account Direct. That's why we named it the Account Direct training site, because that cash commission is going to allow you to put that money back into the business. It's going to allow you to do other things with the commissions, and allow you that time to build up the commission credits over the long term. And this cash flow is your upfront commissions, and you put, again, the money back into the business. Then you can concentrate on building your commission credits. So over time, you know, you get up to, let's say, Account Direct, and now you say, okay, I need to shift gears. I need to concentrate on more commission credits. I'm getting, you know, 500, 1,000, or whatever, how many dollars did you think is a good amount for your business. And now you concentrate on becoming a direct jobber, which is your commission credit, and you do this so that you will earn the maximum amount on everything that you touch. You want to earn the maximum commission on your business. And actually, there's one more above that, which is you earn 23% at 3,000 commission credits, but you earn 25% at 5,000 commission credits. So that's approximately the premier direct jobber level, and that's your maximum on the commission credit side of the business. So after that, everything you touch, you're earning the maximum amount. And so getting up to that level as soon as possible is a smart thing to do, you know. And you want to work on the ways to find, get your business up to that level. In the beginning, like I said, it's concentrate on one thing for the upfront commissions, and then as your business is growing and growing to that first hump, you get over it, Account Direct, then you start concentrating, hey, let's go up to direct jobber, and you're going to do that. So your goal should be to set your sight on direct jobber as fast as possible, really. You know, if you only worked on the commissions credit side of the business, it does take a little bit while longer to start earning a good commission, and that's why they have that commercial retail program, so that you can be earning the cash commissions. I don't think a lot of dealers understand one side, the commercial retail side of the business is a cash commission type of basis, and then the dealer slash PC side of the business is a commission credit. So that's where you earn your commission credits. And we can get into that in a different call, but I just want to make sure that everybody understands that commercial retail primarily earns a cash commission. If you think about it, any type of other sales business you've been in, you're going to earn, you know, 15 to 20% somewhere in there, depending on your level, a cash commission on that. Whereas starting out with the commission credits, you're going to get 2 to 25%, anywhere in between there. So let's talk about going over many humps. You know, I don't know if you ever driven the mountains before. Many of you may have, but if you go and see, you start, especially you go out into the Rocky Mountains. Let's say you're driving from Kansas into Colorado. You're on Highway 70. You're going towards Denver, and you see these mountains. They're like 100 miles off in the distance, and it looks flat up until you start getting to the mountains. Well, the first you go over this little hill, and you're like, okay, I'm getting closer. But the closer you get to the peaks of the mountains, there's a whole lot of little humps before you actually get up to the very top. You don't just go and go straight up to the top. It's these little humps. And you have to think about your business the same way. You get over one little hump, and then you say, oh my gosh, I got another hump I got to go over, and I got another hump. And this is the way you got to think about it in your business. And your first hump might be becoming an account direct, and, you know, then direct jobber, then premier direct jobber, and later on, you might be interested in spending less time at your primary income and more time in AMSOIL. So you have a full-time job when you first start your AMSOIL business, and then you some time may pass and you think, well, you know, I'd like to spend more time on my AMSOIL business if I could, and you know, maybe something pops up. In my case, I was able to go work with the military funeral honors in the National Guard, where I was kind of part-time in that and part-time in Anzuil. So I did part-time, part-time for 3 or 4 years. I was able to spend more time on the Anzuil business than a person that worked, 40 hours a week, because I didn't really work 40 hours a week. And I was able to concentrate more effort onto my business. If you think about working at a full-time job, it not only takes your physical effort, but it does take away from some of your mental effort. And this takes a toll. So if you're able to spend less time working, on your full-time job and more time on your Anzuil business, you're maximizing both your effort physically and mentally. You know, you're adding fuel to the fire and the determination. You come up with an idea, you're able to act on that, and you're able to really just get your Anzuil business to that next level. And that next level, it makes it easier because you're now more excited and you're more able to learn at a faster rate because you're putting more time and effort into your business. If you think about somewhat successful in your Anzuil business while working full-time, you would be 2 or 3 times more successful if you're able to concentrate more on the Anzuil side of your business because you have less distractions. You're getting over that hump. Earning more on the same effort. You know, you earn 2 to 3 times as much by replacing your income with things that pay you a return over and over again. I think a lot of people just kind of fall short of seeing that. I mean, you know, we're getting more customers. You know, we're leading ourselves to building a larger business. But you think about, I worked in a sales business before, early on. I was actually an Anzuil dealer, but I worked another sales job, and every month started over at zero. I had to have a $10,000 minimum every single month. And if I were to put the same thing in that my Anzuil business, well, if I sold $10,000 last month, you know, what I sold last month is adding this month because those customers are still our customers. I don't have to go out and find, you know, new customers to replace those customers. I'm adding to those customers. So that's a compounding effect. For every new customer you add to your current customer, you're compounding your net effect, the net profit in your business. And then you do this over a period of time, over years. Somebody that buys Anzuil last year, you know, you keep them as a customer. They're buying this year, but you've added more customers, and that is adding on top of that base. So, when you go out every single month and you find some new customers and you get paid commissions, and those commissions add on to the new next month's commissions, and they just keep adding over and over again. And this is how our Anzuil business works. And you just have to realize that what you're doing today, the customer you get today, is actually, you know, what did I earn on that customer? Well, we don't know. As long as they maintain your customer over the next 3, 5, 10 years, I've had customers since the very beginning of starting my Anzuil business. What have I earned? I haven't stopped earning on them. I continue to earn on that customer for 13 years that I've been in Anzuil thus far. What have I earned on them? You know, they might be a customer for the next 20 years. We don't know. So you have to really understand this as a fundamental part of your business, that you really want to create a relationship with the customer so that they come back. You help them solve their problems. You give them the products. You give them the best pricing. That's why the preferred customer program is really so powerful for individual customers. And the same goes with the commercial retail. You build a relationship with a commercial account. You build a relationship with a retail on the shelf account. They're going to be buying from you for a long, long time. And you do this over and over again in your Anzuil business, and you will see that your business will grow. And so that's why retaining customers is so important. We've talked about that on previous calls, sending cards, using email, following up with customers. When you go to shows, you register a new customer, you know, follow up with them. Using that follow-up, your own personal follow-up method is a key way to really build that relationship and keep a long-term customer. And, you know, with that, I just think that this this item for this evening, you know, understanding, just understand getting over the hump, that next hump in your business is what you should really be working on. Don't look at the end result. Look over the next hump, okay? Once you get over that hump, go to the next hump. It's like getting over to the mountains, you know. To get to the peak of the mountain, you have to go over a lot of small hills, and that's what you're doing with your Amsoil business. You're getting over a lot of small humps and using those goals and understanding that this is long-term. This isn't get rich quick or anything. This is long-term, and it's residual income. And relationships are key, and I think you'll have a lot more success in your business. So with that, anybody have any calls? I've got to mute off. Any questions? I got to mute off. Anybody have any great things? We've got about 5 or 10 minutes left here if you want to bring anything else up. I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. I'll take any questions. Everybody have a question? I've got. I'll come up with the answer. You might not like it, but I'll give you an answer. No questions? Okay. Well, I appreciate everybody getting on the call tonight. I hope everybody had a wonderful holiday with the Labor Day, and appreciate you passing us on and using the dealer training calls as your tool to help you sponsor more customers and dealers. So with that, everybody,
hey, good Michael, night. Michael, yes, I have a question.
Yeah.
Has anybody registered for Amsoil University for 2014?
2014, it is open. We talked about that last week. I haven't registered. I hope that folks will be registering. Last I checked, I haven't checked this week, but it was only open to the basic course. So if you're taking the basic Amsoil course, getting on board with that, I did not see the advanced and as well as the dealer development. Do you know if that's available?
Yes, and I got word from Amsoil. Should have been up today.
Okay. Well, excellent. Anybody listening in, want to get registered for Amsoil U 2013? That is May 18th through the 22nd. It is available. Now that it is available, I will definitely be on there. That's my first. I've been looking at it, just haven't got to it this week. So I definitely will be registering for that in the next week. So,
how many dealers from your team are you estimating will go with you in 2014?
Oh, I'm looking about 25 or 30, David.
Okay. We set a goal for 100.
For 100. Excellent. We're looking forward to having them there. And, you know, if I could get 50 or 100, I'm going to get there. But my realistic goal is 25 or 30 for Amsoil University 2013.
Well, the good news,
2014, sorry.
I'll count yours in with mine.
Sounds good, David. Sounds good. Appreciate you calling in.
You bet. Good to talk to you.
Yep, you too. Good night, everyone.
Night, Michael.
Night.
Night, Michael.